Thank you. That tune has shown up in a few different, at least one other arrangement, or a few, called Don't Call Me Ray. So we decided it's now called Ray. Record we made, which was called Clone. And, we couldn't think of a title for this tune either, so it's called Disco. Did the record in the Bahamas with a local guy, an amazing percussionist named Neil Simonette. I asked him at one point, is there a tune called here in the Bahamas called Pay Me My Money Down. He said no. He named something else that was maybe faintly similar. I've always suspected that Pete actually wrote the stuff he says he didn't. Thank you. crossed paths a few, couple of times before it dawned on me that there was, you know, that we had met, and we were in the I was reading a book called Mike's Corner. Found a word in there. Well, there were a lot of words in there.
It was really about the one word.
Yeah. I had only seen that word in one other place, and that place would be obscure even to John Fowles fans, given that the word was eleemosynary, and the place was a book about this big, and it was one word. I was fond of it because I had no idea what it meant. I couldn't imagine anybody would use such a word, and that was when it was only John Fowles when I discovered that Mike had used it. I figured we either could get along or had a similar affliction. So, at some point, we decided that we would should maybe sit down and play some. So I was out of town, and there's something crawling all over me. Oh, no, it's that bug. It's yours now. This bug has been with us for about 2 years. So we decided that I would fly in from Minneapolis, and we spent some time on the plane. I got there and I called him up, and him being Mike Gordon. And, he said, well, I'm here. He said, well, come on down. I said, well, where are you? I think he said the Chrysler Building or something. No, the Woolworth Building.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. And I said, well, where's that? And I think you said Tribeca or something. And I said, is that in Burlington? Because that's where I was. But Mike had gone, I think, to New York from Burlington to meet me there, and I had gone from Minneapolis to Burlington to meet Mike there. This might have put a halt to the musical experience of less desperate musicians. But we eventually did get together. And even that was a mess. I mean, it took us all day and before we were ready to admit how ashamed we were of what we had, you know, the mess we had created. We found one little lick right at the very end as we were going to go out and pretend everything was fine. And that's all I needed to know as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it was pretty bad before then. It really crystallized at that moment. That's when you got the bug.
And these experiences, I don't think, happen very often, especially the one about going to two different cities when you've agreed to meet in the same city. So,
we have two different travel agents, and they've never met or talked to each other.
This is a tune we recorded again on Clone. It's called From Pizza Towers to Defeat. And this was an entirely different experience for me. For me, as far as meeting another great musician. I didn't know, first of all, that Fritz Fuller, the author of this tune, was a musician. I knew that there was something wrong with it. He was leaning near a fireplace. He wasn't leaning on the fireplace. He was standing up, but he had a different idea of vertical from everybody else. And he was so good at it that you wondered whether yours might be off. You could tell from the steady state of the grin that he wore that he was probably more confused than you were. And after that, we talked a little bit, and I learned that he was a songwriter. I met him through Chris Darrow and James Dean's old house. Pardon me. A rather large salad before I got here. send me tunes like Groundhog Day on Mars, I Stop Out, Tiki Torches at Twilight, Quarter of a Man, Take Off Your Romeos, a long list of hits. So several of us rushed to record them. I would say that's two people, David Linney and much later myself. One of the challenges with Fritz's tunes being that the inspiration, am I going on too long? But the inspiration was enough for him. All he had to do was get the inkling and he was happy. He didn't need to come up with the rest of the tune, and the inkle could be as short as, for example, this song, which I'm not going to do because there isn't really a song here, but this is what satisfied Fritz to the extent that he was happy. It's a Martians at the Window, You in My Arm. Put down that antenna, don't broadcast your charm. So when I, knowing that David Linley had recorded several of Fritz's tunes, I called him up and said, I want to do Pizza Towers to Defeat, but there's only one verse here. And then it's, you know, have you had that experience? Or did Fritz actually send you complete tunes? He said, no, you have to finish them yourself. Put yourself in Fritz's shoes and just write what he would have written. Which is not something anybody would look forward to doing. Having seen Fritz in his shoes, I'd rather just leave him in them than you don't want him. So, Linley told me about something that had happened to Fritz and Richard Nixon at the same time in the airport outside of San Bernardino, where they met each other. And according to Fritz, Nixon was in drag. Apparently so he wouldn't stand out so much. You've been stealing numb in the door from the back of Pizza Tower. That was a beginning of the storm. You've been taking a tequila up until the after hour. Take it to court. It's been 5 long years since you robbed the train to Chico. Now you're in the back of a truck. But that's what's from robbing the last train to Chico. So goodbye, Dan and Pico. Good luck. Thank you. on the train to Chico, dialed in the back of a truck. But that's what's from Robin, the last train to Chico. So goodbye and in Pico.
This is the hit single from our new album, actually. It's the rocket single.
Said I'm gonna go. Recorded with a doctor who had lost his license and fallen back on a career as a piano player. I worked with him in Nashville in Mount Juliet in Wayne Moss's mom's garage where other hits were being made. And John would take you places and then leave you there. You wouldn't know how to get back. It was great going, but the rest of it was horrible. You would try to fix it in the mix or edit or something, but frequently you just had to give up. I think the day we recorded this, he had had shoulder surgery and was wearing one of the first pain interrupters that were on the market, some kind of battery-powered thing that replaces the pain you dislike with a pain apparently you like better. And it had a little LED on it indicating the signal strength of the pain you're administering to yourself. And, but it was here on his belt. It was pretty big. And every now and then, when we were recording, you'd hear a kind of squawk from Dr. John because he bumped somehow his pain giver and gave himself more than he wanted. It was distracting, though. He didn't really pay much attention to his shoulder this whole day. We felt a little sorry that we had booked him so shortly after major shoulder surgery, but, you know, we really didn't care all that much. We just kind of wanted him to stop squawking so loudly on the tapes. In the beginning of the day, that the LED on this thing was blinking about like that. At the end of the day, it was blurred. And apparently, it did work. I'd like to think that we recorded this tune on that day, but I have no way of really knowing. John was also the man who told me that there had been other people on this earth. But I told you this one.
That there were other people on this earth?
Before. Probably didn't need to be said. But he was talking about people who had been here before there were people here.
No, I didn't even tell him.
I haven't met anyone else who's ever heard this, you know, fact, according to him. He's dead now, so we can't learn any more about that. There was one book written by a man in Baltimore, which may have something to do with this, who had been visited by the spirits of the people who had been here before there were people here. This is at the turn of the century, into the 20th century. And the typewriter had just been invented. And the spirits told him, "We have a surprise for you if you'll just be good for something like 10 years and a vegetarian. And then we'll come back and tell you what your surprise is." If you want to read about this, it's in the book. It's in the introduction to the book, OWASPE, published in 1911 by somebody who's even crazier than this guy was. Thank you.
propose it to you.
This has happened now to me several times. This is written for a wedding by Eddie Reeves and Alex Harvey, and it was a wedding that everyone knew but the bride and groom should not be taking place. And if the wedding took place, friends of Eddie's and Alex's ended in a marriage, and the marriage ended in a divorce 2 to 3 years later. I don't know exactly the time frame. Which is always, that's something about that story that I think is really charming. Especially when you hear some of these lyrics. But I usually mention that if I'm introducing this thing. I usually don't mention it when we're playing together, do I? You could say it.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's really interesting.
Well, sometimes I mention it. But I usually feel like I'm taking up too much time. There is something at the point here that I wanted to get at that I mentioned before, which is that three couples now have approached me asking me to play this tune in the set. Because they were about to get married. And I would say, well, have you heard the story behind this tune? It may not be the thing you should, but it said, yes. It happened recently. I've got the people, and I mentioned everything I'm telling you. It was a disastrous marriage. And they called out from the crowd and said, thank you, we're getting married. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Save myself. I remember sacred symbols. Thank you. Thank you.
because the other stuff I could play would require too much of my thumb callus, which is doing funny things to me. Starting to build up a little backwater of thumb. I think this came up in 1965.
Probably the day I was first fourth. Thank you.